An update now on one African country that seems to be going from bad to worse. As Zimbabwe's political leaders fight over political power, its citizens go hungry and of late sicken and die from cholera. The government has at last acknowledged that a cholera outbreak is a real emergency. But it sent out soldiers and riot police to violently break up a protest by doctors and nurses over the collapsing health sector. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
Zimbabwe's neighbors and other African leaders are deeply concerned by the crisis. They've said very little publicly about the power struggle between the political rivals, Prime Minister-designate Morgan Tsvangirai and veteran President Robert Mugabe, until now. Kenya's Prime Minister Raila Odinga says the problem lies firmly with Mugabe.
Power sharing is dead in Zimbabwe. It will not work with a dictator who does not really believe in power sharing. And therefore, it's time for African governments to take decisive action to push Mugabe out of power.
On Thursday, Zimbabwe declared a national cholera emergency and appealed for international help to pay for food and drugs. The United Nations says that since August, the number of suspected cholera cases is almost 13,000, with nearly 600 deaths. Again, Raila Odinga.
The time is now for Mugabe to exit because the people are dying of cholera. There's no medicine in the country. People are dying of hunger.
Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.